Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
There's texters wondering, wondering if Nick threatened to replace us during the interview. They haven't gotten to hear the interview yet. We got to circle back. We got to circle back to old Double J, old Jerry Jones in the 9 o'clock hour. I think
Jerry's in a weird spot right now, man. He's reeling. Yeah. No, I don't. There, I tried my best to incite some kind of reaction out of Nick.
I flat out demanded.
And commanded him to go out and trade for a defensive back because that's what the people want. Yeah. That's what the respondents to my questions have been. And he said that he would credit the our listeners or my. He said he would credit my social media followers when they trade for a defensive back.
I pray that they trade for a defensive back. It would be so funny now.
I'll claim all credit.
Of course
for
you
it.
Will. You just, should.
I give the people what they want.
Yes. Yes. It makes you great. No, Nick didn't threaten to replace us during the interview.
Just reminded me of like campaign promises and stuff or claiming credit. Just the presidential. I feel like every new presidential election, I realize more and more how little I would ever make a good politician. I couldn't do this. It's the same way as like with war movies. When you're 16 years old and you're watching a war movie, you're like, I'm going to go sign up. I'm going to forge my mom's signature so I can join early. And then when you're 45, you're like, oh God, what the hell? Dear God, no.
Yep.
Likewise with
Yep. Devontae Adams. He is a New York Jet. Trade consummated yesterday. Conditional third round pick. Seth, what do you think the chances are that this conditional third round pick gets converted into a second round pick? Here are the two conditions under which the third round pick that the Jets gave up for Devontae Adams can turn into a two for the Raiders. Either one of these, Devontae Adams makes first or second team all pro, or Devontae Adams is active for the AFC title game and or the Super Bowl.
Okay, it's too late for first or second team all pro.
He's missed
that
too much time.
Sailed. He's just not going to be a league leader and almost, I mean, unless he goes off on a freakishly weird run here, which so I'm not going to put money on that. You know, it'd have to be an historical run, but which is possible. And then the other is that they make the AFC championship.
He is active in either the AFC title game or the Super Bowl, one of the two.
Yeah, I would not bet money on that.
I think it's.
I wouldn't even bother on the futures bet for that, just because it's probably pretty long odds.
The odds on it haven't changed. The Jets are still. I don't have the exact odds in front of me, but I know that after this trade, same Super Bowl odds, same AFC title odds, and the Vegas still has them at 7.5 wins on the season. Right.
What
now.
Are they? So, what are the odds that they make the AFC title game?
I don't have the odds in front of me. They're the same as they were before. They're the same as they were. They haven't moved. Here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, excited to be back with his buddy Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is a New York Jet. So, from your standpoint, when did you find out about it? And how pumped are you to be back on the same team as Devontae Adams?
Yeah, obviously, I'm really excited. Love Tay. He's a phenomenal player and a dear friend. It was a crappy day yesterday. Obviously, we had a real good chance to get to 3-3 and win a home game. Kind of gave that one away. I was pissed driving home through traffic. Had a couple messages. I was just not in the mood to talk to anybody. Got home and Tay had called me and texted me, so I finally called him back. And so about 12:45 last night, I heard the news.
All right. I think Rodgers had done an okay job of kind of extricating himself from the Saleh situation, I thought.
Yeah,
you know, the fact that the fact that they still demoted Nathaniel Hackett and Rodgers was okay with it, I thought was a good... Now, to be clear, I think Rodgers had something to do with Saleh getting fired. Even if it was, as you pointed out, Seth, him just expressing an opinion to an owner without knowing that that owner was going to then turn around and fire Robert Saleh. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah. Or even if it wasn't anything explicitly that Aaron Rodgers said, it feels like it was done on behalf of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, good way to
even
put
it. Even if it didn't involve his direct involvement. It was Aaron Rodgers was somehow... I'd be surprised if he wasn't somehow fueling the decision there.
Is this a log on the fire of, oh, Aaron's running things in New York for you? Or is this a trade... Where I'd be like, look, even if Aaron Rodgers didn't want this trade, this is a pretty good trade right now.
Right, this is the one that made the most sense. When he wrote that, when he had that napkin of players that he thought the Jets should take a look at,
yeah.
The one that made the most sense on there was Davante Adams.
Yes.
So I just, you know, you could use it as another brick in the wall of your argument that Aaron Rodgers is running the show. That's fine. This would be one where I'd say, okay, this makes sense. This is not... This is not bringing in Carmelo Anthony when he's well past his prime just because his name is Carmelo Anthony.
Right, right.
This is more like, yeah, he's got a relationship with Aaron. Aaron's a finicky quarterback when it comes to the relationships with his receivers, and it makes a lot of sense because Davante Adams can still get it done as a receiver.
I will say, you know, from a Texans standpoint, just to localize this, we'll talk about the Amari Cooper trade in a second here. That one affects the Texans way less because – they've played Buffalo already. I would submit that the Texans are a reason why they went and traded for Amari Cooper. That 9-for-30 game that Josh Allen had is probably a driving force behind them making that trade. I will tell you what this Davante Adams trade does, though, Seth, from a Texans standpoint. Boy, it sure makes me interested in how quickly Kamari Lassiter is going to come back. Yeah. I mean, you're thin, as you pointed out when you demanded a trade for a defensive back.
I commanded Nick Caserio to trade for a defensive back.
They're thin back there, right?
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now
they're very, very thin, and even when they're not thin, I mean, you've got a situation right now where you've got you're asking Jalen Petrie to play man at times where it's not the best thing for Jalen Petrie to be playing man versus the better receivers. These last couple weeks, it's not been as big a factor because neither the Bills nor the Patriots have really any good wide receivers on the roster, especially with the Bills not having their number one guy there. So I think just whether it's elevating Dez King for certain situations or bringing in a defensive back right now, I know people keep saying safety, but I think even then they're thinking like hybrid safety / cornerback. I need a guy that can cover man. So yes. I'd rather have a corner, whether it's Newsom or somebody else, like a cornerback than a safety at this point.
Yep. Yep. So we'll see, man. Kamari Lassiter, it sounded like it was going to be a multi-week thing. The trade deadline, by the way, is November the 5th. So the Texans, which is a Tuesday. So it's Tuesday at 3 o'clock local time here, November the 5th. So the Texans have the game this weekend, the home game against the Colts, and then the Jets game on Halloween night. Before the trade deadline. After that, if they don't do any deals after that, you're on to Detroit and Dallas and the rest of the schedule.
This is a fun October. There's a lot going on between
really
now
is.
And the Jets game on Halloween.
Yes.
When things might get really freaky and weird.
Have you been okay with no ALCS championship baseball or even ALDS championship baseball the last couple
I've been okay with it, partly because the Texans are 5-1. If
yeah,
the Texans were
so.
Miserable right now,
yeah.
I'd be, you know... Yeah, yeah. I'd be way more hardcore into preseason NBA than I traditionally
hey,
am.
Man.
I'm pretty hardcore about preseason NBA.
You won't shut up about it off the air. It's unbelievable.
That's when the real players show up. That's when they just lay it all. They leave it all out on the court, damn it.
I am pretty excited about Reed Sheppard. I'm not going to
yes.
lie. Like, I am super stoked about Reed Sheppard. He was doing Twitter highlight things again last night in that preseason game against the Pelicans. That was
Reed
fun.
Reed Sheppard would be very, very tempting in comparison to NFL or just like random ALCS.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
If the Texans were bad.
He is worth watching, man. He is fun to watch, no doubt. All right, Payne and Pendergast into the 9 o'clock. There we go. Yep.
The Yankees, since you want the Yankees to win the World Series,
No. Just the ALCS. I just want them to beat Cleveland.
You want them to be in the ALCS, okay. It does it partly because you just don't want to deal with the Guardians being an annoying fan base.
Yes, yeah.
So that is, in that regard, the last time the Guardians really, really had a good shot at the World Series was the first year of the Astros run, where the Guardians were upset by the Yankees. Guardians were the better team that year. The Yankees upset them, and that's when the Astros started their dominance versus the Yankees. So this is another. This will make Cleveland even more miserable.
That's
so
what
you're
I
happy
need.
With that if yeah. they if the Yankees win.
That's okay. What I need. I'm rooting for Mets over Dodgers, Yankees over Guardians, Mets over Yankees in the World Series. I hate that I'm rooting for the Mets, but this is what we're left with. We're left with teams I don't like. That's it.
I got no hatred in my heart for the Mets.
The only thing I don't like about the Mets is I've seen a lot of these debate shows go, are the Mets a team of destiny? And I'm like, no, they have a $370 million payroll. What are you talking about? Are they a team? They're paying more guys to not play for them than they're paying to play for them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We have a text message about Dameon Pierce and a particular play on Sunday that I think allows us to show that. Well, it allows us to see if we can speak fluent D'Amico. Was D'Amico happy with this particular player put in this particular role? We'll tell you who it is. We'll hear from the head coach coming up next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.